Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I tend to be a little bit more reserved. I save the more racy stuff for when I'm with somebody specifically, and that's fun to share. I love to look up and see a man over me, you know, broad shoulders, just fucking turns me on. Hello, hello. Welcome to another Q&A session. I know it's been a while. I'm a little backlogged on this stuff, and I'm actually probably missing a large chunk of the question. So I'll just try to, if you send something in, I haven't answered it, just I'll try to get to it quickly. So let's just jump right in. I'm going to take that kind of put the heaviest one on the front. That way I can just talk about it and get it over with. The question is, the podcast you did about your mom was really heavy. Do you regret doing that? I mean, a little bit, sure. You know, it's, first of all, it's just hard to put yourself out there in general. I mean, I'm opening myself up to people, just strangers, you know, knowing about my life. And even though it's anonymous, you know, still it's funny, even though it's anonymous, it's hard to be that open and honest, especially about something that's so painful and it's hard to share your grief. It's hard to share your grief like that. And I still am, yeah, I mean, you know, I do regret a little bit. I regret it a little bit, but I've had a lot of positive feedback about it. So, yeah, there's a, you know, I mean, again, I think where the regret comes from is just anytime you really expose yourself and open yourself up like that, there's going to be some residual self-doubt. Like, oh, you know, shit, did I do the right thing? It's, oh my God, you know, I really opened myself up there and shared that. So that's, you know, that's just truly where it's coming from. I haven't had anything negative come of it. But yeah, I mean, there's still a certain level of discomfort I feel when I think about it. Like, but mostly I like the fact that I did it for the most part, and that I was able just to even, you know, parlay it into just funny little sexual things that, you know, kind of about my mom, and it felt good. It felt good to talk about it. So yeah, I mean, to answer the question, do I have regret about it? Of course, you know, but it's not enough where I feel like I'd want to just rip it down. You know, the thing with these podcasts is I was telling this to somebody the other day. I just don't go back and listen to them. I mean, I can't. In the first year, I really was scrutinizing myself. It got uncomfortable because there came a point where I realized, you know, I think you might notice, like, I'm talking more just to myself. It's more sort of a just in autobiographical, like, diary format, you know. I mean, it really is just an online journal that I'm sharing with strangers. You know, I'm sharing with you guys, but I didn't address the listeners back then because I didn't have any listeners. And now that I do, that's where you get self-conscious. That's where you're like, oh shit, you know, can I put this out there? And you start censoring yourself. And as I've mentioned before, there's podcasts where, you know, I would send them to somebody to listen to and I'd say, could I put this out there? And then, you know, he'd say yes or no, or, well, you might want to rethink that. You know, and again, what I just do now is, and there's no right or wrong to that, but that was just me being critical, you know, and also censoring myself, which this really isn't about. So getting past that and just going ahead and hit the post button or the publish button after these are done is really the best thing that I've been doing. It's just fucking do it. Don't listen to it. Don't get critical about it. Just put it out there and, you know, let the shit fly, and the good, the bad, the ugly. So that's what I've been doing. Next question. Did you run the Craigslist ad? Oh, I know I haven't yet. You know what? Thank you for reminding me about that. I know I need to. That's going to be fucking hilarious. I am going to do that. I'm going to run the Craigslist ad for the used vibrator and see if I get any takers. I kind of think the responses I get have got to be hilarious. And it's just something kooky and lighthearted and funny. And I'm kind of that. I mean, I'm podcasting about my sex life. I do some crazy shit. So don't, you know, why you would think I wouldn't put a post for a used dildo on Craigslist just for my own amusement to see what people write back. Yeah, I totally do that. That's up my alley. So I'm going to thank you again for reminding me. No, I haven't done it, but I will. Okay, here's the next one. What's your favorite position? I think I get this question all the time. And I'll be honest, sometimes when I get that question, I get a little annoyed because I'm like, why don't you go back and listen to my podcast? That's sort of how I feel about it. But the truth is, I mean, I like, as I've said before, I mean, I love when a man's on top of me just fucking me. I love that view. I love to look up and see a man over me, you know, broad shoulders, just fucking turns me on. And I love to be able to look down too. And I love to watch it going in and out. That just, watch you fucking my pussy makes me so hot. So, so hot. I also love, but I really love just about any position. I love it from behind. That feels so good when you're getting fucked from behind. I like it when you're facing each other on your side, and, you know, then I can just fuck him like that and control the angle and how fast it's going. And, you know, then I can get you rubbing on my clit. I mean, it just feels good. I also like, same kind of thing. You know, I'm on my back and you're on your side next to me, and then I'll put my leg up over you, and you're coming in kind of from the side. That, you know, there was a long time where that was like my preferred go-to position. I love it on top, probably for the same reason, like the guys like a girl on top. They like to look up. They like the view. They love to see, you know, a hot, sexy woman just on top, just going for it. And that's the same reason why I like to look up and see a man on top just fucking the shit out of me. But sometimes, you know, getting on top is just hot as hell because, again, I, you know, there's more control for me, and I can get it I can get it really deep where I'm just grinding on you and your cock is all the way inside me without it hurting. Cause normally, you know, if you're just, there's certain angles when I'm on my back or you're behind me, where if you're just nailing the shit out of me, it's in your, you know, your cock is big enough, your dick's long. Oh yeah. It hits and, you know, hits your uterus. It hurts. So getting on top is good for that. And really all these things just really depend on my mood. It's like, what, you know, how am I feeling in the moment? What am I bringing to that, you know, that encounter with you? It's just gonna depend. Or, you know, who's, a lot of times it's the guy, you know, if if I'm sort of in a submissive role, you know, it's the guy just doing whatever he wants. And I fucking love that shit. I mean, God, Jesus, I'm getting, I think I know what I'm going to have to do after this podcast. Let's see. What's the next one? Oh, I love your legs. Can I have those legs wrapped around my face? Well, I don't know. I mean, are you any good at going down on a woman? Do you know what to do? Maybe. That could be a possibility. I don't know. But I'm glad you like my legs. Thank you very much. I do too. And I love wrapping my legs around a guy's face when he's going down on me. I mean, just get in there. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, here's the next one. Okay. How come you don't like younger guys? Well, no, I don't. Who said I don't like younger guys? I never said that. I don't like, there is a cutoff for me, right? So, and I'm pretty sure I've commented on this before. It's just, you know, there is a point where for me, it feels creepy and I'm not a creeper. So, you know, I don't like that whole, I really don't like that whole cougar, you know, looking for a cougar. And I don't consider myself a cougar. You know, I don't go out and prowl for young dudes. It's always the guys that are approaching me. And I, you know, either I like you or I don't, but there's definitely a point where regardless of how attractive you are, you know, the mentality that goes along with being younger is just different. And I don't care, you know, how mature you are. That may be. But I just find that not all the time, but for the most part, I find myself more attracted to men that are closer to my age. Now that could be, they could still be younger. But, you know, as I've said before, I just don't like the 20s. I don't like going, you know, 20 guys that are in their 20s. That's where I feel creepy. It feels creepy. It feels weird. So, you know, sorry. It's just, it is what it is. It's no, you know, no offense. And I'm sure, like I said, there's probably that rare exception, you know, every once in a while. But for me to have a real complete experience, I also need that mental component. And part of that is just relatability. Part of it, it's not that you're not smart. It's just that it's the relatability that you feel with somebody that's closer to your age. You just feel like you have more things in common. So there you go. It's nothing against the younger guys. You guys are fucking hot as hell. I mean, and your dicks are so hard. Oh God. Fuck. Yes, it's really nice. Thank you for those wonderful hard cocks. Okay, so the next question. Actually, it's a comment. It says that reading someone else's diaries creates a bond, but it's only the reader who is tethered. This is somebody's explanation is why they don't want to read my stuff or listen to my podcast. Well, what do I think about that? I don't know. I mean, I just like to know stuff. It could be random facts, whatever. If I'm interested in somebody's podcast or their writings or them, I want to know whatever I can. Seriously. So I don't feel that it's one-sided. I feel that it's, you know, you're just gathering information. You're getting to know them better. I'm putting myself out there. And it's really for anybody that cares to listen or read. I'm really you're not going to get, you know, it's hard. You're not going to get this out of me one-on-one, quite frankly. So I think the perception, you know, when somebody makes a statement like that, the perception is I'll get more one-on-one trying, you know, to have you repeat yourself, which, by the way, I hate to repeat myself. And so I do get a little pissy sometimes with people. I'm like, hey, you want to know about me? Guess what? It's all up online. It's anonymous. There you go. It, you know, more than you'd ever want to, you'd ever even think to ask. Listen to this, read that shit, and then come back to me, because I'll tell you what, then you can ask the poignant questions or whatever else you need me to fill in the blanks for, and you can be specific instead of redundant. There, I said it. Okay. But again, I disagree, because I feel like, you know, anything I can find out about somebody, if I'm interested in them, I would definitely do it. I've said before that if I was seeing someone and they were me, they had a podcast and they had a blog, shit, I couldn't help myself. I'd be up there freaking sniffing every freaking page. I'd listen to everything. I just like to know. I just do. I am the curious girl. So, you know, not just sexually. If I like you. Now, if I don't like you, you know, I'm not going to take the time. I'll probably want you to show some level of interest before I'll reciprocate it. So if you came and just, you know, listened to every podcast and read every article, and then, you know, that would definitely get my attention. Trust me. You would pique my level of interest for sure. But anyway, so that's just I don't know if I made sense on that one. It's just a comment. It was basically someone was just saying, like, I prefer to get to know you rather than listening to your podcast and reading your blog. And again, I just say that you're really just going to get the jump on me and fast track it. And you're probably going to find out things that you wouldn't even think to ask. So you're shooting yourself in the toe. If that's the way you want to go, no problem. Alrighty then. Next question. Oh, nice cock sucking. That was a statement again. Oh wait, no, it's a question. Okay. Nice cock sucking lips you have. Would you please use them on me? Well, I don't know. Do you have a nice cock, or is it a little dicklet? Because I don't want to suck little dicklets. I like a nice, thick, big cock. Now, not to say that I'm a size queen. I'm not. But if you're going to come at me with a question like that and talk about my dick-sucking lips, which, yes, I've got kind of puffier lips. Thank you. Glad you appreciate those. I'm going to have to get a little crass here and just, you know, kind of lay it on the line. So if you're asking me to use my nice DSLs on you, then they need to be worthy of these DSLs, and they need to be it needs to be a nice cock that I'd want to suck. And I don't know that it is or it isn't. So I guess to answer your question, maybe I would. All right. How come you don't smile in your pictures? That's interesting. Am I not smiling in any of my pictures? I assume you found my online profile and you jumped to the website. That's what you're referencing. I think I am smiling. I am smiling in some of those. What are you talking about? Go back and relook. I do smile in my pictures, and I don't know. I mean, a lot of times I just have sort of a, what do you want to call it? Like a, it's not like an action laughing, belly laughing shot. That's not sexy. I mean, I take that back. Of course, that could be sexy, but I'm not, you know, these are, an online profile is on a sex site or sex related sort of hookup site. You know, the pictures are going to be a little more I don't know, provocative, I guess. I would consider, trust me, mine are low key compared to a lot of people. I'm not showing my vagina. It's not like, oh, hey, or take a look. That's not my, a lot of women do that. I don't know. I say leave something to the imagination. I don't even show boobs. I mean, you can see, I have a bra on, I mean, you know, but it's not, it's more like a Victoria's Secret type look, you know, bra and panty type of deal. It's not crotchless and, you know, look at my nipples and... Not that I'm opposed to that. Believe me, I send plenty of nudie photos and naughty little photos and things like that to guys that I'm interested in and or having sex with. Of course, we trade all that kind of stuff. But my actual profile is not super nasty, whereas you could probably put me in the conservative category of all these nasty people, but... That wasn't right to say. They're not nasty people. Just very adventurous people. That's the better thing to say. Yeah, I did not mean nasty people. It's just that, well, some of them kind of are. Okay, I'll be being honest. I look at some of these and I'm like, honey, you do not need to show that. Like, that looks like, roast beef hanging. I don't know. I shouldn't be body shaming and I shouldn't be pussy shaming. But I've seen some that I just go, whoa, that burned my eyes. I just want to get that out of my mental imagery. But again, to each his own. If you know what, if they're proud of it, they want to put it out there, more power to them. I tend to be a little bit more reserved and I save the really more racy stuff for when I'm with somebody specifically, and that's fun to share. But as far as the smiling pics go, because that was the original question, I think I am smiling in some of those pictures. So go back and take a look. All right, there you go. Have you ever asked a guy to go down on you after they come inside you? You know, I have not, but I tell you what, I find that so fucking hot. Oh my God. Or I know, see, a lot of guys are going to be squirming right now as I say this, making another guy clean up some other guy's cum. Oh, I don't know why that is so just fucking hot to me. And there was a guy a while back that always used to text me. He lived, I think, Chicago. And he would come in town, but he never gave me enough notice. Give me notice. Give me some fucking notice, please. And he would just say, you know, one night I said, I can't because I can't meet you tonight. I already had a date. And he's just like, please, you know, come over to my hotel room afterwards and I will clean you up. He really was digging that, like, I want to fuck you after someone else fucked you, and I want to lick you clean, you dirty little slut. You know, I mean, and it was hot. I'm telling you, I would so do it, except for the problem was I'd never met this guy, and I'm not just going to show up. We all know how I feel about, you know, what did I call that? Ugly fucking. I'm not going to be in an ugly fucking episode. I'm not going to have to repeat that again. For those of you who don't know what I'm referencing, it's a podcast I have on here about, it's called Ugly Fucking. Listen to it, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But I'm not going to ugly fuck again. So I couldn't risk it. But that would have been, that to me, this is hot. That to me is really fucking hot. I'm into all that. Yes, I'm in, you know, like, I'd even want that guy to like watch me first and then the other guy leaves. Or even better, I'd want that guy to be in the room. I'd sit him in the chair. I'd blindfold him and I'd turn the chair the other direction. He just has to listen to us going at it the whole time. And he can't touch himself either. And then when the other guy leaves, he's on cleanup duty. And he gets to fuck me and make me come. But first make me come while you're going down on me, cleaning me up. That would be, oh, God, I'm going to do that. I got to add that to the list. Oh, what can I say? I'm just, there's just so much to do and so much to explore and so many scenarios. I need to get crack-a-lackin' on that again. I know, I've been out of the loop and I'm ready to jump back in. So there you go. Okay, let me see here. What's my next question? As this is timely, as I just sort of answered it a little bit, it's when are you going to start fucking again? I love reading your stories. Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You know what? I love writing those stories, even though I'm a terrible writer, I know. And it's hard for me to sit down and put, it's not pen to paper, but we'll say pen to paper, right? But fingers to keyboard and get that, crank that stuff out. But I am ready to jump back out there. And in fact, I do have a date. It's not for a couple weeks, but someone is coming back to the loop. I'm not going to say who it is yet. I'm going to leave it a cliffhanger. But I'll say this. This guy's fucking sexy as hell. And I mean, I just... He fucking does it for me. Big time. So I'm very excited to be seeing him again. And he's been so sweet and so patient with my, with my time off, because he understands what happened and why I just, you know, needed the space, and I'm ready. I'm totally ready. And I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. There's parts of me that are returning, and the horny as hell Layla is just back. I'm just back. I mean, even today, I masturbated and I used Mr. Bunny again. I'm kind of liking Mr. Bunny. He's making a comeback. And I know this is so graphic, but certain times, you know, depending on where you are, where a woman is with her cycle, I'm just super, super juicy right now. And that, I mean, when I took that thing out of me, I was like, holy shit. It was just covered. I'm sorry. I know. I'm just terribly inappropriate and graphic. See, I've been, it's from not having enough sex for the past 3 months. It's built up. I'm ready to explode. And I just can't wait to take it out on this guy. And we have a fun date planned and I can't wait. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And hopefully I can wait that long. I will do my best, but I'll be masturbating like crazy, which I did today. And again, I swear to God, I just think I get so aggressive. I swear I'm just taking skin. I mean, my pussy is sore right now. I think I'm taking skin off. Oh, I don't know. I'm overdue. I am ready to unleash. Someone's going to get the shock and awe. Yeah, someone's getting the serious shock and awe. I feel sorry for them. They're going to be sore. They're going to be tired. They're going to be like, woman, get off me. I've had enough. But I just don't think that I'm going to be able to get enough. So I'm a crazy person right now. Crazy with horniness. Okay. And let's see, last question. What are your pet peeves? Oh my. Well, shit. How long do we have here? God. See, I don't want to end on a bitchy note, but Like when I get it, if you're asking me what my pet peeves are, you know, it's going to sound bitchy. A lot of them, you know, a lot of things that are jumping into my head, really what they relate around is things that bother me. How about that? Of course, as you know, and as I've done a separate podcast about, it's these dick pics. I don't like the dick pics. I don't like to be dick picked. Don't fucking dick pic me. Seriously. Just don't. You're just going to piss me off. That doesn't bode well. You know, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with that. It's stupid. Don't do it. Believe me, not even worth the energy and the little fraction of a brain cell that it took for you to like think that one up. Don't bother. What else irritates me? Yeah. You know, okay, it depends on my mood if this irritates me or not. But, you know, I get a crazy amount of instant messages on my Tumblr, the little messenger thing. Seriously consider just taking that down. You can take that option out so that people can't message you. And a lot of times it's real, you know, I love that, you know, people say, oh, I love your blog. Gets me horny. It's great. You know, I love that post or whatever. That's fine. Thank you. I mean, that stuff, I don't mind at all. But sometimes, you know, it's weird because the weird thing about all this is I'm extremely private by nature. You know, I know that seems counterintuitive, but so when I get bombarded with messages and emails and things like that, I sometimes feel like, fuck, you know, like I can't keep up with this. And then I do my best to, you know, get back to everybody and be genuine, you know, like be genuine. But it's weird because people start to feel like they know you. And to some extent, you know, if you've listened to the podcast and you've read the stories, you know, you read my blog, you do know me. You know a part of me. But it really is just a part of me. And so I think, you know, when people start to then they're just hammering me and they're trying to get to know me better. And then they're, you know, and they want this big long message text session. It's not necessarily what I'm on there for. And again, I'm not trying to be unfair in any way, but sometimes it, you know, and like I said, if I'm in a pissy mood, it bugs me. You know, I'm just like, leave me alone. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. I know that's bad. But yeah, I mean, sometimes I do feel like I'm, God damn it. Sorry. Ugh. There we go. See, just like that. Don't bother me. I'm doing a podcast. Anyway, it does get overwhelming. And then I'll say, well, you know, people ask me a lot of redundant questions, things I've already answered on the podcast. And I'll say, hey, you know, I actually will say, direct them and say, hey, I've listened to, or, you know, I have this podcast and I speak directly on that subject, you know, and if you want to know what I'm thinking about it, here you go. But then, you know, then they'll do, well, no, you know, I want to hear it from you. It's like, hey, I've already put it out there, buddy. Like if you're too lazy to listen or whatever, you know, this isn't going to work, you know, somebody who actually takes the interest and says, yeah, I was really curious about you. And then I read this, or then I heard that. And now, you know, now I'm really interested, or can you tell me more about that? That's going to go so much farther than No, just tell me one-on-one. No, I'm not going to fucking tell you one-on-one. I can't. There's 50 people that want the one-on-one, you know, and I don't know you from Adam. I don't even know what you look like. We're not even, you know, we're not even, this isn't even meeting on the site that I'm on, you know, where I can see what they look like and read their profile and things like that. This is just, you know, just some total stranger, just like, hey, just demanding to, for me to give them attention. It's like, no, no, sorry. I don't care to do that. So and you know, it really depends on how busy I was that day and what's going on and just, you know, if I'm PMSing or not, whatever, you know, all the little things. I have my moods. I definitely have my moods. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I do let people have it. Cause I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to let it fly. And I do. And then other times I'm definitely way more, kind about it. So, but that does, you know, that does bug me. And then I'd say the other thing that I don't know if it's bugs me or pet peeve or turns me off, but you know, just men that just don't know how to be a man, don't know how to treat a woman, you know, it doesn't do anything for me. And at this point in my life, at this age, I just, you know, I know what I like and I know what works for me. And, you know, I do get approached by the younger guys when they want to, when they're looking for like a sugar mama, like in their, this whole cougar thing, and that turns me off big time. Like, I'm sorry, you know, I need a man, a real man. And you can be a real man and be younger. It's not an age thing. But I don't get older guys looking for a sugar mama. You know, I don't get guys my age that are pulling that crap, you know. And just like these, when I get approached with that, it's like, are you joking me? I'm sorry, I'm going to like, what, take you out to dinner and pay? I hate that. Now, I've said it before. Now, I don't mind doing that. Every once in a while is fine. I am actually very, very generous. And it's not a money thing. I've got plenty of that. It's just, I'm old school that way. I am old school. I am a fucking Scarlett O'Hara. You know, I like having a lot of suitors, but I'm only interested really in one person, you know, generally, right? It's only one guy that's really going to be on my radar for the most part. But I just, you know, I'm not impressed with, a man that wants to like ride a woman's coattails financially is such a turnoff. Ugh. 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 And I'm, yeah. So I'm way off on a tangent right now. I'm sorry about that. But hey, interesting. Good news is I'm almost to my 50th episode. So that's kind of exciting. And I do want to say that I know that I'm so to the kind of like diehard listeners, thank you for the emails and the concerns and everything. And there's a lot of you been prompting me like, hey, get out there. Hey, could you record another podcast? I'm dying here. I've already listened to all of them and they're sort of power listening, you know, and then they get to the end and they're like, I need more. I understand. I totally understand. I get like that too. When I get into something, I really just, you know, I love it. I don't want it to end. I don't want, like when I watch whatever things on Netflix, whatever it is, I hate to wait for the next season, but I love when they put up a season and you just get to barrel through all of them without waiting. That's the beauty of it. So now that I'm getting back in the groove, I expect that there will be lots of Very fun, interesting podcast. You know, one of the things, by the way, that I'm toying with is I listen to one of the guys that I follow on Tumblr. I didn't know he did this because I just caught it, one of his posts the other day. He's got these really erotic just audios of him fucking. And at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, but I gave it a listen. And I, not only do I like it, I love it. And I'm listening to it while I'm on the treadmill. I like to listen to sexy stuff when I'm working out. It's just makes it go by that much faster. And I really, really found it super hot. It's almost it's making me consider now. I don't know if I could ever go there. Making me consider doing it. And it's the funny thing is, so he's speaking German to her, and she apparently, I think she speaks English and German because sometimes she's kind of switching into English. But and you can understand. I mean, sex is universal. You get the gist. I mean, I can understand what he's asking her to do. And I speak another language too. So I notice when you do speak another language, you also picking up other languages, or, you know, even though German's a different, you know, kind of more difficult, you can hear, you know, you get it. You can put enough words together. The root of the words are so, you know, similar in many languages. So, you know, if you know it in one, you can pick it up in the other. Anyway, hot as fucking hell. I'm surprised. I didn't think I'd be that turned on by it. I mean, I'd play it when I'm in the shower, when I'm exercising, when I was in the car just going to appointments. So I think I need to send him a note and just say, hey, that's fucking hot. Do some more. I got to find out where he has the rest of them. Anyway, I might consider doing that if I could find a guy that would be willing to do that. And it's interesting because the way he did it was erotic and tasteful, and it wasn't, you know, it's just, you're just listening to them, you know, since you're not watching it. It was tasteful. And you know what I love the most about it? So he's a dominant guy, and, you can hear her asking, like she's getting really worked up, and she's asking if she can come, and he's saying no, you know, and he's just like, no, and he keeps saying no, and oh my God, it's hot. I'm swear to God, I'm just discovering all these new things. So if I can, I don't know if I can bring myself to do that. That's, again, that gets into, for me, that might be getting a little porno-esque. But I'm considering it. I would never film myself. No, no, no. I don't let guys take pictures of me either when we're, no. No, I'm just, you know what? You just don't know when that shit's going to come back and bite you. But if it's just voice, if it's just you moaning, I'm sorry. You know, how is that going to be distinguishable? Could you please moan for us so we know if that's you? You know, I mean, you can't confirm that. Anyway. So it's something I'm considering. All right. Well, again, hey, thank you so much, everybody, for, you know, all your patience and understanding what I've been going through. And, I'm back. I'm back, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get back out there and do all the things that you appreciate, the curious girl for. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.